Welcome to Poetry Basket, KIDE's monthly reading of poems from near and far. All of our selections today were written by young people. We have poems by Klamath Trinity Youth. We have poems from workshops by California poets in the schools.
And we have selections from Tell the World, an anthology of poems from Writers Corps, a National Alliance of Literary Arts Programs for Urban Youth.
We're going to open with Teaching Story, a poem by Deeza Baldy that she wrote when she was in the 7th grade at Hoopa Elementary.
A Teaching Story. The story that I've learned from has taught not only me, but has taught my friends and family as well. It has taught us all to help the people who are in need, to listen very closely to the elderly. They tell us stuff that is good for us. They tell us stuff that's wise. Maybe that will teach us all to open our eyes. This story will teach us all to see a bright and brand new day. Hopefully, it will inspire us to use our old native ways. So, I will pass this story on and touch all people's hearts. And someday our grandchildren will hear how Panther got tear marks.
We have a guest poet with us today, Gwen O'Gara. She is the Poet Laureate of Sonoma County, and she also is in the California Poets in Schools program. Some of the poems that we have today are her students.
Hi, Cynthia. It's a pleasure to be here. I have to say that I've been working with California Poets in the Schools as a poet teacher for over 20 years. And when I first taught, I was pregnant. And I was in a very diverse school in San Francisco. And the kids were from all over the world. It was a real rainbow school. And it was sweet being pregnant among them. There was a certain awe and a certain delicacy and a certain wonder that they showed me and that we all shared. Here I am more than 20 years later, and I was just at a school this morning that had a poetry reading. I took part in it, and so did students from the middle school classes. I find wherever I teach, at private high schools, at juvenile hall, at arts curriculum, public schools, at straight traditional public schools, there's a real resurgence of love for poetry among youth and a need for it. This is the voice that is great within us, and they hear it and they feel it, and they're smart and they're watching and they're in tune. And to see them and hear them share it with such poise and laughter and with each other and some of their teachers was a real delight, because they were telling the truth, and that was a beautiful thing.
Well, it is a beautiful thing. So you're here to really read for us today, and I'd like you to start with one of your favorites.
Yes, this is from a student named Angel, and it is called This Poem. This poem is me lying in the street while lightning tries to hit me, but always misses.
Next, another short poem called Poetry. It was written by Grayson of Sonoma County.
Poetry. The brush with no paint that paints the masterpiece. The warmth of the chair when you return.
This next one is also from a Sonoma County youth, Midnight, written by Wyatt.
Midnight. I walked home in the midnight breeze, not talking or running, my mind at ease. A streak of moonlight beamed down on the walk. The water so calm allowed the boats to float and splash on the pier. A crack and a splash, the boat was gone. Ready to dock, another ship sailed in, but unknowingly sailed for a rock. I ran home in the midnight breeze, not whispering or walking, my mind not at ease.
And here is The Free Dreamer Bus by Alana.
The Free Dreamer Bus. First stop, second stop, third stop, fourth stop. Back to the bus station. I sit in my space, about to sleep. I just sit there. My engine is still on, then it shuts off. I dream of being free and riding wherever I want. I wake up and start to move. First stop, second stop, third stop, fourth stop.
Next is I Am the Sun, a poem by David Barrientos of San Francisco, written when he was 14.
I am the sun. I am the sun of the fire that burns the forest, that walks holding hands with the wind. I am the sun of Koban, where the language is beautiful. The kids with dirty faces, torn clothes, and old shoes. I am the sun of the desert. The sun strikes me. The water falls and I drink all night, and the snakes are my necklace. I am the river that winds to the sea, the lake my brother, the ocean my mom. I am the son of thunder that comes to the earth from the sky, the lightning that breaks the rock.
Himalaya is next, by 15-year-old Abdesalam Mansouri of San Francisco.
Himalaya, I am the green of your eyes and the red tiny tomatoes filled with the water of sadness. I am the snow bear skating on a frozen lake, and the Himalaya shrinking day after day, and everyone knows why. It's hard to say my name. That's why people call me my nickname, Abdul. I am the soccer ball who never betrayed its team and offered them the World Cup. I am the young male red apple feeding humanity, an African of Moroccan blood fishing for the fourth language. I am a giant cactus, all alone in the center of the ocean, protecting myself from the noise. I am the end of the week at school, the day of my favorite food, couscous on the moon. I am the blood of the Red Sea, calm and warm.
Who am I? It's a question we ponder at every age. Here's how Ramona Santana of Washington, D.C. answered the question when she was 13. Lightning. I am lightning. I crackle and I boom. Look at me. Look at me. I branch across the sky like a giant fiery tri. I stalk across the musty earth on legs of crackling flame. I flash beneath the clouds, brighter than the sun. But when the sun returns, the clouds carry me, grumbling, away.
In this poem, Jumping or Falling, Sonoma resident Desi takes an honest look at her reaction to someone in danger.
Jumping or falling. A girl on the diving board jumping once again. She swims in the water, for it invites her again and again. Yet after many dives and much fun in the water, the sunlight grows stronger and the pool gets much hotter. For the water is tired of this girl in the pool and decides, for no reason, the girl is a fool. So on the next dive, the girl trips and falls. The water engulfs her and she rises no more. She struggles and thrashes, but the water keeps her under. Though she tries to escape, she still hears the waves thunder. I stand watching the girl struggles, but I do nothing for her. The next girl approaches the diving board. I am too afraid.
Aunt Sonnet is next, another honest self-reflection. This one is by Sonoma County resident Jameson.
Aunt Sonnet. Ha ha, silly aunt, pathetic puny aunt. I can crush your dreams, I can destroy you. Ha, wimpy loser, huh. Crushable speck, small pathetic aunt. But am I greater? You work for your friends, for the greater good, for community, not thinking for you, but for everyone. Yes, you are greater. I am pathetic. I am the wimp.
Our next poem, Waiting, is a 12-year-old's perspective. It was written by Robbie McCam of San Francisco.
Waiting. I come from a long line of people who divided the men from the women. I come from a long line of darkness and hate. I come from a long line of people who let their fear take over. I come from a long line of no light. I come from a long line of people where you have to wait, wait, and wait to get what you want. The line I am in is the world upside down. I make a mistake and I start all over again.
Making mistakes and trying to make sense of life looms large in the experience of youth. Now we'll read some poems from the Sierra Youth Center, a participant in the California Poets in the Schools program.
Getting My Life Back by Daniela. I need to get my life back on track. It all started with that one little sack. Those little yummy pills messing up my brain. I was going insane. First I went to the hall because of the stabbing at the mall. Then I got put on house arrest because of that dirty pee test. I would write you a letter because I thought things would be better. Things got worse from there. Why is life so unfair? Now I'm in this program, trying to get my life on track. But inside my heart, it feels so black. I need to get my life back.
Mad, our next poem by Giovanni.
Mad. Every day is the same except on weekends. But those days, I'm like a prisoner in chains. Hearing my hood calling my name. No one is to blame. I put myself in this mess. Getting sick of it, though. Ready to cut off these chains and roam the same lane that got me in this position. I hear my dad telling me, why can't I do good? Talking to myself, wondering, should I? Or even if I could. I think about the future. If I go on with the gang life or do good. Make my money, even marry a wife. Staring at my reflection in my knife, laughing 'cause me with kids? That's funny, but who knows? That's the way life goes, unexpected.
Hard to Get Away by Alondra is next.
hard to get away. I try to run from my past, but it's so hard to get away. When I see myself in the mirror, my right arm reminds me of the death that cost me the most pain. The scar on my arm reminds me of the trouble I got into. My broken heart leaks with guilt for putting my mom through so much. And my face reminds me of how sad I truly am.
Here's one called Stress Box by Alan.
Stress Box. I remember all the things I used to do, from all the good and bad. It's a trip how good things never last and how time goes by so fast. Look at me now. I'm at Sierra, got rolled back but came back. Just chilling inside my stress box, still reminiscing, still dreaming, still want to get out. Just want to get out and change, but don't know how.
Don't take our girls.
It's time to go home.
Don't take our boys a winner. Don't take our girls a winner. Don't take our boys a winner.
Help change the res for the better is our next poem by Carmen Marshall, who is in the ninth grade at Hoopa High.
Help change the res for the better. Look at the dances. The baby is ill. We pack medicine. The baby is healed. Why? Look at the river. It's low. It's high. It's dirty. Our Napui is leaving. Why? Look at our fellow friends. Chiuri, Pergish, Herkwer, Kepsenich. The mountains, burning, dying. We need it back. Why? Look at our people. Drugs, alcohol, anything. People think it's cool. No. Bring the res back. Why? The drugs are slowing this down. The alcohol is taking it away. The drugs are making it less strong. The baby needs to be healed. Our Napui needs to come back. Pergish, Chiuri, Herkwer, Kepsenich need to come back. Drugs and alcohol need to go away. Respect all the things that the Creator gave us. He will give you more strength, power, and healing. I help change my res for the better.
And now we have a few poems in which youth explore the mysteries of imagination.
The Well by Sonoma County resident Glory. My mind wanders, thoughts drift away, ideas, dreams collect in the deep well of my imagination. I look down on its opalescent mysteries, a sea of fishes without spines. They swim among one another, they bend, they curl, those hopes and lies of mine. The well, it swirls, a spinning whirlpool. It swallows me, my soul at least. At the end, I'm alone. No well, just memories.
In a Cardboard Box is next by Anna.
In a Cardboard Box. Crawl into a cardboard box. Let your imagination take you away. Blast off into space. Travel to the farthest reaches of the universe. Live luxuriously in a castle. Plastic crowns and dress-up clothes. Fake fruits and pots and pans. Whip up a dish of your delight so real you can almost taste it, a place for your mind to thrive. Step outside the box, emerge into reality, outside the boundaries of fantasy. You won't be in kindergarten for long. The world is brighter in a cardboard box.
Now we have The Crystal Lake Sky by a young Sonoma County woman.
The Crystal Lake Sky by Hallie. She gallops across the sky, rippling the stars, her hooves dipping into the abyss of space, her white hair reflecting off the water. She must go now, for the red horse will come, and he will graze on her galaxies, racing over her worlds. But soon it will be quiet again, and the darkness will consume, and she will come again and race across her crystal water sky.
Next, we have Animals and Humans, a prose poem by Rafe James Jr., a 10th grader at Hoopa High.
Animals and Humans. The animals and humans have been changing in our worlds. The Earth has a reason why it has both animals and people. The animals are carrying our spirits around these lands, and the people carry the animals inside them. I believe that this gives us a second chance to live on this Earth. For a long time, we have been here and there, everywhere on this planet. For years, we have been living between their lives and our lives to learn how they are struggling to survive. I guess it's nature's way. Some of us can also see the sky, land, and under the sea. The animal that you are is within us somewhere. If you come close to an animal, you can feel the person could be someone that you haven't seen for a long time. The world is changing so fast.
The Sea is next by Lucy.
The Sea. You are a friend, an obsession, a grave. Mesmerizing. The whale's song. Wild. A blue loon's cry. Kind, but merciless. Playing with children, but smashing things against the rocks. Tugging, a slave master with a cold whip. Comforting, a touch of kindness. I watch you as you tug at my feet. I am frightened by you, a friend, an obsession, a grave. You are the life, death, and home. I cannot resist.
Conflicts of the adult world impinge on young life in many ways. Here's This Generation's War, a poem by Leo, a young man from Mendocino.
This Generation's War. I sit on the cold steps. I have been here for 20 minutes, yet I am still unused to my surroundings. I have a clear view of the ocean hurling itself against the old bluffs. Endless waves. I am still hung over from last night's poetry slam. Imagine, all those people gathered in a room filled with competition, anticipation, terror, and joy, bathed in the unearthly glow of black lights and the unmistakable sound of poetry. I reflect now on that hour when, unbeknownst to us, this country embarked on this generation's war. Now at this time, I only have the waves and my memories to turn to. Do I seek guidance, or do I seek solitude? Neither. I sit on my step while thousands of miles away, someone I don't know is dropping bombs on someone I don't know in my name. I know in my heart, in the back of my high school mind, that I should do something. Still I sit, undecided, alone, and unchanging.
It's inevitable that harsh realities of modern life permeate the worldview of our young people. Here's a poem titled, Letter to a Sick Earth by Milo.
Dear Earth, I see you ailing while humankind belches fumes into your atmosphere with our cars, boats, and planes. Even though you give us earthquakes and tidal waves, it seems we take revenge on you while you take revenge on us. I see you getting sick while we war on your face. I wish I could help you in a bigger way than just fluorescent light bulbs or a veggie oil-powered car. I will help you as much as I can. Keep going. Get well soon. Milo.
Our closing selection today is a remarkable poem. It was written by a young woman from the Bronx, Maynor Gonzalez, when she was 14. Prayer for the house. Peace unto this house, I pray. Keep terror and despair away. Shield it from evil, and let sin never find lodging room within. May never in these walls be heard the hateful or accusing word. Grant that love's warm and mellow light may be to all a beacon bright, a flaming symbol that shall stir the beating pulse of him or her who finds this door and seems to say, here ends the trials of the day. Hold us together, gentle Lord, who sits about this humble board. May we be spared the cruel fate of those whom hatreds separate. Here, let love bind us fast, that we may know the joys of unity. Lord, this humble house we'd keep sweet with play and calm with sleep. Help us so that we may give beauty to the lives we live. Let thy love and thy grace shine upon our dwelling place.
And that's it for Poetry Basket. Our thanks to Poet Laureate of Sonoma County, Gwen O'Gara, for reading with us today. Our other readers were Carol Goodale, Floreen McCovey, Matthew Metzgar, Cynthia Potten, Joseph Orozco, and Jay Renzulli. Poetry Basket was produced by Cynthia Potten and engineered by Joseph Orozco. Thank you for listening.